Welcome to the last of the summer wine. Yes, I'm giving up wine for the month of September. I'm giving up Guinness for the month of September. I'm giving up gin for the month of September. I don't think there are really any other alcoholic drinks that will. I can think of several that I would like, but there are none that I'm used to drinking. Like, for example, I love vintage champagne. To say I'm giving up vintage champagne for the month of September, no, that doesn't hack it. There's times that I like pastis. We won't get enough sun in September for me to consider drinking pastis. So, no, this is the final glug of a French red wine. And I won't be having any Guinness or anything else of an alcoholic nature during the month of September. This is in order to have a good run at Christmas. Because you see, stay off, give up all alcohol for a month of September. Get back into it in October. Have a good month. Give it up in November, as many people do, in order to be able to have a clear run at Christmas. And that's the plan for the rest of the year. So I'm kind of having a rambling glance at this last glassful. So it's my daughter's birthday today. I might have mentioned that before. In fact, I know I've mentioned that before. In fact, anybody I spoke to today who I was able to mention, by the way, it's my daughter's birthday. I even did something today I've never done before. I went on to WhatsApp and sent one or two groups a message saying she'd love to hear from you on her birthday. And then this guy I've just been listening to from California, He starts talking about his birthday. And there's somebody called Pokerman, and his birthday is on the 1st of September. So I've got the fact that I'm giving up alcohol and birthdays on my brain. And this morning began with pancakes. Yep, I took the Delia Smith recipe, the very basic Delia Smith recipe for how to make pancakes without having to let the pancake mixture sit for an hour or more, and made pancakes for my daughter first thing this morning, had one myself. Put grapes into it. I've got nothing more to say. I think I've spent the day delighting at the fact that it's her birthday. And a marvellous thing happened yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg, you know the guy who owns Facebook, he sent me a message. I just couldn't believe it. The message said, "Paul, I've been looking back through a few old photos and I found this one that you put up, taken 7 years ago. No, not seven, 9 years ago. Yeah, taken 9 years ago. And it showed my daughter trying on a riding hat in a shop in Middleton, in East Cork. And Mark Zuckerberg found it, and he sent it over to me, and I was blown away. Nothing like this had ever happened to me. So I immediately sent him a reply to thank him, and just cried all over the keyboard. So my Apple Mac completely, soaking the keyboard. I had to dry it out with a hairdryer today, but it was deeply, deeply moving to come across this photograph of this wee girl trying on a riding hat. 9 years ago. No, I'm wrong. Must have been 7 years ago. Anyway, a long time back. Yeah, really is. Very, very touching. That guy Zuckerberg, he really is. People say a lot of negative things about him, you know. But I find him very thoughtful. And, you know, I don't know what I've done to deserve to get a little personal note like that from him. So, all I can say is it certainly makes me more inclined to watch that film about what Mark himself used to be like when he was young. Yeah, do you remember? Do you remember that film about Facebook? Anybody seen it? Yeah. So, I'm going to say goodnight. Rambles in September. Yes. You, please join in Rambly Boo activity during the month of September. Any kind of ramble you like to have, coherent, incoherent, complex, simple, compound, arithmetic, algebra, geographical, historical, I don't know, any kind of rambles, anything will do. Sometimes it's amusing to hear other people going all over the place. Anyway, look, here, let me have a final slug of the wine and wish you a very good time in the month of September. May you drink many fine beers and vice beers and whatever is your whatever you fancy. Thanks very much, and very, very, very happy birthday to my darling daughter. And I hope you don't feel I let you down on this particular ramble. Bye for now. Oh, good. Oh, goody, 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 goody. At least I didn't wake anybody up. I hate this whispering. It's like trying to do a ramble in a thimble.